May I speak in the name of the living God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Last Tuesday evening, the Friends of Guildford Cathedral listened to a talk given by Michael Moore Molyneux about Loseley House and Estate. Over many years, the Moore Molyneux family has worked the land to produce healthy, chemical-free food, in particular dairy items like yogurt and ice cream. But now they look after a herd of young buffalo, which will provide excellent meat, ice cream, and mozzarella cheese, and they do this in conjunction with a Hampshire farmer. Today, as we present our harvest gifts, we give thanks for our food and for those who produce it. And our gifts today will be given to support people who cannot afford enough food for themselves and their families, and to provide shelter for those who have no home. The development of food banks in towns and cities around this country over recent years is a shocking sign of the economic problems experienced in the UK. And many of these food banks have been set up by church members in the last few years. Yet 13 years ago, as part of my training for ministry, I did a placement at Christ Church North Brixton. And there, we had our own food bank in the vicarage, and locals knew that they could come for food in an emergency. It's a sad fact that there will always be people in need, and our Lord did say, "The poor are always with you." Recently, the media have reported on the large percentage of food in this country that is wasted, because we either don't need it, or we don't eat it within the consume-by date, and the supermarkets add to this waste by encouraging us to buy 3 for 2 and similar offers. We add to that waste by buying and eating more food than is necessary, and we waste money while creating the need for medication for the increasing number of people who develop type 2 diabetes. The trouble with food is that it only satisfies for a short while, and we don't help by wanting to buy it at a low price, thus constantly cheating those who produce it and still have scarcely enough to live on. But we are Christ's body here on earth, and we are called to care for those less fortunate than ourselves, and to support the poor, the hungry, the homeless, and those who have come upon hard times. And Jesus distinguishes between the two types of food we should offer to others: that which perishes and that which lasts forever. The food that perishes gives life for a little while. The food that endures forever gives life eternally. The people saw that Jesus could feed 5,000 people with a small amount of food, and they mistakenly thought that the miracle was the point. But the point was, and still is, the giver of all good gifts. Another harvest for which we give our thanks today is the harvest of those who give their lives to Christ. On Thursday, some of us were participants in the service of consecration of Julian Henderson as a bishop. Julian had been the Archdeacon of Dorking here in this diocese. And as the psalmist put it, The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. And we were filled with joy that Julian was selected to be Bishop of Blackburn, and that so many clergy and lay people were moved to travel to York from this diocese to support him as he started his new role. God calls people today, as he has through the years, to serve him in his church and to be fruitful in bringing people to Christ. The harvest is indeed plentiful, but the laborers are few. So we should continue to pray to the Lord of the harvest to send more laborers into his vineyard. The third harvest we celebrate today is the gathering of our gifts of money, time, and talents. We offer to God from our treasury gifts of money as part of our discipleship and stewardship. We offer a regular sum for the growth and sustenance of our church, not just here at the cathedral, but for the Holy Church throughout the world, of which we are just a tiny part. Archdeacon John, who you may have met me recently, who visited Guildford Diocese from Nigeria, came with us to visit the Dean of Southwark. And he heard there of our own financial struggles in Guildford, which are similar to those experienced in Southwark. Both cathedrals have to work hard at fundraising on a day-by-day basis to enable necessary maintenance and repairs to be done in a timely way and to continue the ministry of the clergy in this place. And both dioceses rely on the stewardship of their members to help pay for the day-to-day expenses. But Archdeacon John told us that all church members in the Anglican Church of Nigeria tithe, and it's expected of them. Well, here we don't specifically ask our members to give a tenth of their income, but nonetheless, we should give sacrificially, and our offerings should be just a small way of giving thanks for all that God has done for us. And God in Christ gives himself to us day by day in the gift of his body and his blood. He is the true bread which came down from heaven. And we should work more at our transforming relationship with Jesus Christ, who offers us fullness of life, rather than at gaining material goods and food which don't satisfy in the longer term. The choice is ours, to work for the transitory things of this life or the things that will last. As John reports in his gospel, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. Amen.